It's not every day that we get to have a unicorn, a billion-dollar valuation company in our throne, I guess we should say. Here at Technori Live, we are welcoming Chicago's newest unicorn, SMS Assist, and its CEO, Mike Rothman, recently accepted Goldman Sachs investment of $150 million, which is pretty impressive. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you've obviously made the rounds, I imagine, with media. I've seen this story in about at least 20 different places that I've seen it in. So,
it was picked up. Obviously, you know, we're proud. It's a great Chicago story, right? I mean, so it's been picked up here. It's been picked up nationally. Goldman Sachs investing in SMS Assist is a pretty big validation of what we're doing, what we're most proud of.
You know?
So that's picked up a lot of attention. And also, you know, we now down the street, you know, employ 550 people in the John Hancock building. And we've been a growing Chicago tech company, you know, over, you know, really hyper growth, 50% compounded growth over the last 5 years. Company was founded in about 2013, but really started taking off. 2003, started taking off in 2013. And I can explain a little bit about
yeah,
SMS.
So, I mean, for the people who don't know what SMS Assist is, and I'm sure a lot of them, you know, this isn't the normal, like, you know, app company or whatever, some kind of crazy thing that's, you know, a marketplace. This is a marketplace for you to do all these things. So I think some people maybe looked at it and was like, oh, that's, I don't know, that's interesting. But then when you see Goldman Sachs put it, like you said, it gave it validation. I mean, I think that that's like one of the gold names, right? Goldman Sachs, that's the thing. So, yeah, why don't you kind of fill everybody in who don't know what SMS Assist is?
So what SMS Assist is we provide property management services to multi-locations. So like a Family Dollar, 8,000 locations, or Chase Banks, yep. You know. And we provide what type of services are maintenance services that traditionally was being done by the store or branch manager. Yep. And so it's a huge market that we're disrupting. So why is everybody excited? Is we're disrupting a traditional market that is provided that, you know, from HVAC, electrical, mechanical. So effectively the way we evolve. So that's what we do. The key is we do it through a technology platform. So our affiliates, and we call them affiliates, but they're most people know them as subcontractors.
Sure.
But instead of aggregating those affiliates, we integrate. They're on our platform. So effectively, if you were going to fix something, you have an app on your phone that is connected to our operations. So we're hooking up 20,000 contractors. We're in every zip code in the United States with 137,000 locations,
yes.
Providing 45 different services. So if you just pick one of them, let's just call it snow removal. So if we're here in Chicago, we do the Chase Bank snow removal. So with that, you take a look, and all you have to do as a subcontractor of ours, which we call affiliate, is literally you go out, you take a picture before, you take a picture after, you get a payment electronically from us for that, and then we have a billable item to a customer. The key is, if you just took a simple example, you might have before in your snowplow business, your local business, been doing four different customers and five different customers in maybe a 2, 3, 4, 5 mile radius.
Yep.
Now you're doing it in 5 block radius.
Yep.
Because we're taking our customers. So it's the density. I don't want to say Uber type thing,
yeah.
But you're really creating density. So that's on one side. And then our customers are able to see transparently that happening in real time, photos, pictures, and everything. And from that network effect of doing these services, we grab lots of data.
Yeah.
So we're effectively generating data to where we're like the Bloomberg of data. We now know from that, you know, what things should cost to fix everything, like a blower motor and everything. So we're getting data, and as we keep getting more density, we keep getting our costs, our average ticket costs down, which saves our customers money.
Of course. Yeah.
So best thing to think about it is disrupting an industry using technology-enabled. Our people in Chicago, these 500 people or so that I talk about in Chicago, they're like a virtual self-perform. So they're managing 35 contractors in Cincinnati, and they're sourcing them by the way they do through our KPIs, which are all because of our technology, yep, on time, all that, and like 600 different customer locations. So that's the magic about it. It's a thing that we're really proud about, frankly, and it's pretty cool, is that we're taking small businesses, giving them technology that they can never afford or even is out there to work on our platform. And the big corporations, they want to do business with the local guy.
Yeah.
They just couldn't because, I mean, they haven't – it evolved because of the insurances and compliance. And, you know, we give our customers $30 million certificate insurance. We have a compliance. And the other big thing that the subcontractors like – is that they could talk to somebody. So our person that's managing, like I said, they're able to call with issues. We're monitoring their services and stuff. So it's disrupting the industry, and that and our technology gives us the growth platform, you know, so to grow substantially.
Well, I wish – I mean, I used to actually work in commercial real estate and manage properties.
Okay,
I had about 2 million square feet of property roughly throughout the Midwest, Rockford and – Schaumburg and Arlington Heights and Milwaukee and Minnesota. So when I heard about this originally, I was like, I can just only imagine what it would have been like and how much easier my job would have been had I had a tool like this. Because I mean, I think it's still in my car somewhere. I've got a paper book, like a deck of like the, here's your like first group, second group, third group people we're going to call in case of emergency. Here's your HVAC guys. Here's your snowplow. Here's the guy we're going to call when the first snowplow guy gives us a BS bid. And we're like, you know, like this is ridiculous. And so now I think about it, you know, some of the tricks that we used to use then, you know, buying some of the salt and things up, you know, in advance, already coordinating lots for us to be able to transport the snow to and organizing things to put the snow in certain areas. You essentially take care of all these things because you've got the data to know where and when and how to do it. You've got the ability to have the snow guys only working in one specific area as tight as can be. So obviously you're reducing the cost of having to commute everywhere, which is less gas money. It's less everything, less transport costs, which is super expensive. So, I mean, from my standpoint, obviously everyone else agrees as they've made some major investments in you. But I wish this was around. I mean, I guess it was around 2003. I finished up,
but not as an, yeah. First of all, you know, obviously you do actually have experience, yeah, so you really understand it. And what happened to us as we started, we were actually just doing floor care, you know, for a large client, and then that was the 2003 thing. That's why I say the inflection point for us was 2013, because we were doing floor care, and then they said, "Oh, why don't you do our landscape? You know, why don't you do our windows?"
Light one off.
And then you know, why don't you do our snow removal? And then we started spreading that, and this was a national client, and then we had a national footprint overnight versus acquiring companies,
yep,
you know, and then from that, the clients. Our technology is really evolved by our clients saying, hey, I'd like to see it this way, I'd like to see it that way, and our ability to iterate really quickly to do that. We have a team here, and we have a team in China, in Changchun too, which about 115 people there, about 30 people here, and we iterate, you know, around the clock. So we're writing code here, they're checking the code and stuff like that. But effectively, in 2013, that same client said, okay, I want you to do all our what they call on-demand service, which is HVAC electrical. So then we were then converted to a total outsource solution.
Yeah.
So effectively what the marketplace is customers can choose to insource their facility services,
yep,
right? And insource means I'm going to do it myself, right? And it's never the customer's really core competency.
Yeah.
You know, even you take a bank like JP Morgan has outsourced it to different aggregators who then work with us, you know. So effectively, the world of outsourcing is growing. It's literally $68 billion market growing at 8%, the IFM market, yeah, the market you were just, yep, talking about. And it's growing, like I say, it's growing 8% CAGR based on Sullivan Foster's latest report. So it's a huge market. We've also gotten into the residential because you got residential REITs.
Yeah, naturally.
You know, like Colony Capital, they'll buy all these you know, like The Big Short,
yep,
you know. Well, the other
I just
side
watched that the other
yeah, it's great. Well, the other side of that is that companies went in and saw that the values were down, banks are, you know, having a hard time, and they bought these portfolios. They bought the portfolios, and then they said, you know, at a low percentage of a dollar, now that is appreciated, and you would, and their first thought was, okay, now we'll sell them. Instead, what they see is a big opportunity is to rent these homes. Mm-hmm. So they now are renting it. Their problem was, who's going to maintain it? Yeah. So you have a multifamily in any of the buildings right around here, you know, your toilets, you have a problem with your toilet, the building maintenance guy comes up and fixes it, or your refrigerator or your disposal. But now you got 35,000 homes across 10 markets. Yeah. So we actually take those calls and do that with the same group that are doing our retail locations.
How was the transition there? Like, how did you get into the residential side of this? Because, I mean, usually, you know, a lot of things can be quite divided. Did they reach out to you? Did you have an idea?
Yeah, so one of our early investors that really had a lot of faith in us was J.B. Pritzker. Yeah. So he invested in 11, tripled down in 13.
So you guys are taking money from just the worst sorts in town. J.B. Pritzker.
Right, guys that really are not that smart.
Total dummies.
Yeah, guys that, you know, easy money.
They didn't see this coming at all.
Yeah, no. And he didn't see it when he tripled down in 13. Okay, and now Goldman's in it. He's doing J.B.'s happy day. So, J.B. really, I mean, on a serious note, you know, when he came in, so it was a private company. It is a private company, but we ran it as an entrepreneur would run it, right? Yeah. JB came in, put, you know, corporate governance. But most importantly, we surrounded ourselves. We have literally a world-class board. I mean, we have Tao Hung from Morningstar, who's with Joe. So he was a CTO and COO of Morningstar. Yeah. You know, so he's on our board. He brought Matt McCall. He brought Carter Cass, which brought the online, was responsible as CEO for online for Walmart. Yep. To go on to their online experience, you know, and then we expanded our board. David Bradley, which is Huizinga Capital, and then just recently in June we took a round from Insight Venture Partners in June to fill a board seat, and they're on the East Coast, but they're all over the tech world. I don't know if you're.
They actually was just on the phone with them yesterday morning.
Okay, yeah. So Ryan Hinkle is on our board.
Very cool.
So. And we're just – so what I have learned over doing this for 30 years is just surround yourself with smart people. And, you know, as a shareholder, you know, I'm second largest shareholder, me and JB, and we together work very closely as partners, and we're surrounding ourselves with smart people. And the key, you know, I think for all entrepreneurs is you want to be aligned with your board, you know, and we have very good alignment because we want what's in best interest of SMS Assist. So with that, our latest round, to your point, Goldman came to us. This was not a process, and said, we're excited about what you're doing. We've looked at the market. We see where you guys are going. You know, obviously you get valued at $1 billion based on your trajectory of growth and the size of, you know, what the investment bankers call TAM, which is total addressable market. And our total addressable market, you know, when we talked about, you know, are the IFM market, which isn't totally ours because some is big buildings. So what is us? I don't know, maybe $50 billion of that.
Yeah.
But then the residential market, there's 15 million rental homes.
Sure.
So effectively, it's huge. Yeah. It's just amazingly big. So we have right now, just like if you've seen Uber, they started, you know, with picking you up, and then there's Uber Fresh, and there's Uber this. And so we have a lot of different verticals we expand into. We started in like small box retail, and then we, you know, went into big box retail, and then we went into restaurants, you know, all multi-site, you know, now strip centers, and then the residential piece. So our customer is, for instance, County Capital. Yep. They're the landlord of that. So, and we're providing best-in-class service and fast service to their tenants. They want a great tenant experience and build a brand, and we're supporting that building of that brand. So how did we get that? We got there through JB, who knew, you know, was having a conversation with the head of Colony Capital. And he's saying, we have this pain point. And he goes, I got just the company that could solve your pain point. And through that introduction, we were, yeah. So now we're got all these different REITs we're talking to.
So with this influx of capital, do you guys have a general idea? Obviously you do, but like, what would be the first thing that you want to use this capital for? Is it just growth? Is it to fill the fact that you're growing so quickly with residential now? You need to put, you know.
Well, the thing is, the great thing is that, you know, the unicorn thing is, you know, we're been profitable all the way up the run.
Yep.
We have a lot of cash already. Mm-hmm. We really made room for Goldman because of, and you know, they didn't, Goldman doesn't write small checks.
Yeah, naturally.
Okay. So they want to get, and when they invest, they want to have a meaningful, you know, investment. And so we made room for them. You know, we know, and another thing is with them in, it self-fulfills us. And it also the cash in our balance sheet, our total amount of cash in our balance sheet is big, but we're making profits. And we just see this such being a big market. It's always good to have a lot of cash. It just is.
Well, and in the position you guys are in, you're going to need cash, you know, really more than anyone, because you've got two or three different, you know, verticals that you can fly up, and there's such a huge market. And like you said, 8% growth in this market.
So yeah.
You're
in the CAGR market, right. And the other thing is we just hired a world-class, so let's talk about our management team.
Yeah.
And I talked about our board, our management team. I hired a world-class management sales force. And what's interesting about this is, so not the typical sales guys, but we went out to SAP, Oracle. We hired a guy who's been with Oracle for 21 years, ran about 1,000 people, ended up recruiting him, but Microsoft. And, you know, so when we went to a recruiter, he's like, why are you hiring Oracle guys and that? And we said, well, we're selling a strategic solution.
Yeah.
So we're not just going to say, compete with the guy that cuts your grass.
Yeah.
We're going into companies and saying, what's your strategic solution for facilities?
Yep.
And 99% of the time, it's like, I never thought of it that way.
Yep.
So these guys, if you think about selling Oracle,
they're looking at tech solutions. They've been selling tech solutions their whole life.
They go into a client and say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, what do you want your online experience to be? What do you want? Oh, rip out all the stuff you have and put in Oracle, right? So that same, you know, that's a very difficult sale and a long sales cycle. The Oracle side.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody loves some Oracle.
Right. Exactly.
Can't wait to change over to my Oracle.
Okay. So, and you know, which I don't know what percentage of the Fortune 500 I think they have, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
So the point is Larry's doing good on that too. So effectively, we go now to how that relates to us. Those guys are equipped to say, what's your strategy for facility maintenance? What do you want your facilities to look like? How do you want to manage them? What do you want your customer experience to? How are you going about that? How's your supply chain working? And you know, do you really want your store managers doing this?
Yeah.
Or do you want to consolidate it all, use the data? And it's a C-suite that we like to talk to the C-suite because it's really a C-suite decision because it reduces their payables. So when they're outsourcing to us, we're indemnifying them. They have 30 million insurance, one certificate, one vendor, one invoice a week. It's really incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty
smart. With all the data. And then, you know, they can control where they want to spend their money because now they can see it. And most importantly is that their store personnel could just focus on their customer, which is what they want to do. And when they need a service done, they go on their portal at the store and they just click, 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 and then we're on the back end of that with their facility people within their corporate headquarters. But that's down to like 5 or 6 just subject matter expertise that are approving our work orders. So the store just clicks a button, I need this. They see it on the screen when it's going to be scheduled, when it's completed. It's reducing time.
This would have been such a tremendous help back in the day. I can't tell you how much that would have been very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, thank you so much for taking the time, Mike, to come here and sort of fill us in on what SMS is. Congratulations on the investment. If you need any help at all getting rid of some of that cash, I am really good at spending it on things. So, seriously, thank you very much for taking the time. I know you're a busy guy and you guys are in the middle of some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, no, well, we appreciate it, and we're happy to be a good story for Chicago.
Thank you very much. Okay. Where can people go to to learn more about SMS?
That would be www.smsassist.com.
Very cool.
But they Google it, it comes right up.
Yeah, if you Google SMS, basically it pops up right now. It's a pretty newsworthy event right about now. We are now 1 week away from the very first Tech Nori showcase for me. So if you want to see me either fall off the stage or not fall off the stage, Sizzling Summer Tech is going to be held at 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 28th at the Chase Auditorium. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, make sure you do. TechNori.com before it is too late. You can stream this episode and more on WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. Please stay connected by following us on Twitter at TechNori and follow me at Katun, K-I-T-U-N. Boom, that's a wrap.